Brother Gidrow said, Brother Kershaw, I want you to preach whatever you feel on your heart. And I must tell you now that my heart is full. Hallelujah. I want to share with you what I feel that God has shared with me. When I speak, I want this congregation to remember that there is no one person or two persons or three persons or four or more that I will take this sacred time to preach at or to preach to. I am not preaching for anyone or to anyone. I just want to share with you what I feel that the Almighty God has placed in my heart for this moment today. And I have chosen for my text that Jesus Revival Church. And the Jesus Revival Church is found in the 35th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. One of the most unique chapters in the Word of God. I have wept over these words. I have been so excited, I shouted. I've stood in my office by myself and preached to myself over the excitement of this chapter. And I pray, by your prayerful attention and your help and your interest, that you will help me do what I feel that the Lord God Almighty will have me do today. Hallelujah. The first verse, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Get unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. The fifth verse, And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, in all that He hath charged us to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters. And the last two verses, And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandments of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want for a man to stand before me forever. Hallelujah. I was so shocked and yet amazed. And I had to reread the first few verses several times. It seems rather strange that the God Almighty would call Jeremiah, and he says, bring the Rechabites to the house of God. Bring them to the temple. Bring them into one of the chambers of the temple. And in that chamber, make sure that there are jars full of wine. And also place cups full of wine before them. And you, Jeremiah, the prophet of the Almighty God, you ask them in my name to drink of the wine. Do you understand that God knew the conviction that the Rechabites had? And do you know that God devised means to destroy that conviction should there have been any weakness in the hearts of the Rechabites? But they sat in the temple and they looked at the trembling hand of the prophet of God with a cup full of wine, and they looked him in the eye and they said, no, not because God has spoken, not because we have directly read in the Word of God, but no, because a man, Abinadab, told us that we should not drink wine, and we refuse to do so. Hallelujah. I'm here before you, standing in the fear of God, declaring to you that the Jesus Revival Church must be an uncompromising church. If there has ever been a time in the history of the Church of the Living God that should reevaluate its convictions and realize their importance and stand firm, this is the hour. It has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know, friend, come on out of here. Hallelujah. I have a feeling in my heart. I have a feeling in my heart. I have a feeling in my heart. I feel that there is a cup of wine that is being offered to the United Pentecostal Church. And in that cup is all of our convictions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are being tried, not by man, not by our enemies, but we are being tried by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. To see if there be any weakness in us
and to see if we really love Him and love His cause like we really should. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Turn that thing loose for me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. About 65 years ago, our spiritual forefathers they got some conviction born in their hearts. They were motivated by the Holy Ghost. They felt that they could not continue to affiliate themselves and to fellowship themselves with doctrines that were not scriptural. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that stand was not only the revelation of the oneness of God and who His name is. It was not only baptism in the matchless name of Jesus, but that separation was a separation of holiness. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! A separation of holiness without which no man can see the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I am so tired of men coming to me and saying, that's a man-made conviction. I want you to know, yes it is. Hallelujah. I thank God for our standards of holiness. I want you to know, I came from the country of Palestine, wild and woolly, knowing nothing about God. 28 years ago, I was saved under the ministry of a United Pentecostal Church preacher, and ever since then, I have been a part and still am in love with the United Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. But as a stranger, I went to your churches and I preached behind your pulpits. And there were some man-made convictions that I did not understand, and I still do not. But in my heart, I know something. I know that those man-made convictions that were born in the hearts of our spiritual forefathers, hallelujah, I believe with all of my heart, it seemed good to them and to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let the church of the living God stand by these convictions. And if we do not, we will never have revival. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm talking about outside holiness. We have capitalized so much on the inside that the inside will take care of the outside. Let me ask you a question now. I know I don't have time to preach like I want to, but I'm going to give it all that I have anyhow. Let me ask you a question. What held the glory of God in the tabernacle? What held it? It wasn't the beautiful linen. It wasn't the beautiful inlaid gold. It was ugly badger skin that held the glory of God in the tabernacle. Let me have the badger skin. Don't take the badger skin away from us. That's the outward holiness that keeps the glory of God in the tabernacle. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, when David looked at the Ark of the Covenant, it was not inlaid with gold. It was not touched by the hands of the artist from the outside. The Ark of the Covenant was nothing to behold. But David knew what that man-made, ugly, simple-looking box had on the inside of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now that God is offering the United Pentecostal Church the cup of wine. And I'm telling you, as far as me and my house, I've made up my mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some man-made convictions I'll never understand, but I'm going to live by them because they are proven and they are approved and blessed of the Lord. Woo! A little Jew shaking his finger in Ahab's face and saying, "You can't have my parcel of ground." But why? You're poor. You need money. You will arrive in the world. You will reach a new social strata, in the city of Samaria. But I can't. I can't. Why? Because the law of Moses declares it, that I can't sell my inheritance. And you know what? For the longest time, all I could see was the dead, beaten body of a prophet that stood for the truth. And only last night and this morning, I saw the enlargement of that picture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show you what one man that dares to stand for his convictions and what thus saith the Lord. One man. I want you to look at the dead body of Ahab. Then I want you to see Jehu. If I have ever seen the picture of revival, it's Jehu driving his horse wild as a buck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Where was he headed? He knew where Jezebel was, and he was after her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And she stood in the window. And, the fixture. All powdered up. Go ahead and laugh. That's what the world is doing to us right now.
Jehu. Hello, Jehu.
He looked at her. He was full of excitement. You know why? Because one little old Jew said, I won't compromise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because he didn't compromise, the prophet came by and said, Ahab, the very same thing that happened to Naboth is going to happen to you. And Jehu heard about it, and it broke faith in his heart. Hallelujah. That's how revival comes to pass, by standing up for what we believe in. Hallelujah. She stood in the tower, and for a minute, being man, there was that battle. Do I want revival or do I want Jezebel? What do I want? What do I want? But do you know what he remembered? He remembered the words, I can't sell. I can't sell out. I can't sell out. And he said, throw her down. Hallelujah. Throw her down. I want you to listen to me. I love every last one of you, but I'm crazy enough to preach what I believe. Hallelujah. But there could not have been a marriage between Jehu and Jezebel. There could not have been. And that's why I say the charismatic movement is a wedding between Jehu and Jezebel, and it's a compromise, and God is against it. Hallelujah. Go ahead, babies, die on me, I don't care. When he killed Jezebel, he killed false worship. Did you hear me? When he killed Jezebel, he killed false worship. She was the slew foot that brought false worship into Israel. And Ahab didn't have the backbone to stand up to what he was taught. But I like Jezebel. No, I don't. I like Ahab. You know what he did? He says, where are the children of Ahab? 70 strong. He says, let's kill them. Now look out, baby. It's love time. It's love time. Look out now, baby. It's love time. He says, go find the 70 children of Ahab. And he killed every one of them because they were contaminated. They were defiled. Hallelujah. They had the wrong spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something right here. I want to tell you something. The devil has been trying to kill us in battle, but he found out that we are the fightingest bunch of people in the world. Hallelujah. We've been scrapping for Jesus' name, for one God now for 65 years, and now we're scrapping for holiness. Hallelujah. And he found out that he can't whip us with battle. But he has also found out, and he already knows, that he can destroy us with infiltration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Balaam said, I can't curse them, but you can infiltrate them. Woo! I want the doors of the United Pentecostal Church to be wide open, but I want them open to holiness loving, Jesus' name loving people.
Woo!
Brother, that wasn't all. There were some prophets of Jezebel that were still running in the land. 400 of them. He said, go find them. Go find them. Hallelujah. Go find them. You know where he got his courage from? Because a little old poor Jew shook his little old bony finger in Ahab's face and said, I can't sell. I can't sell. I can't sell. I will not compromise my convictions. Hallelujah. There isn't just one issue in Pentecost. It's not just one little old thing. There is a spirit of worldliness. Listen to me now. There is a spirit of worldliness that's creeping over the United Pentecostal Church. And preacher, if the pulpit is silent, the church will go the way of the world. The responsibility of holiness stands behind the pulpit of your church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just winded, and I'm just waiting for some more breath. There may be a lady sitting here in this congregation this afternoon. I hope she is. A beautiful testimony. For 30 years, a member of the First Assemblies of God of Longview, Texas. 30 years. She walked into our church. And over a period of time, just 2 Sunday nights ago, I baptized her in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, she had to die to a lot of things, and she told me, I'm still dying. But do you know what brought her in? For the first time in the longest time, she felt the beautiful Shekinah glory of God. Hallelujah. And if we compromise, the Shekinah of God will leave us. Let me go. My Lord, I am just on the first point. Oh, Lord, I promised to cut it down. But let me tell you something. He said, now watch it. He says, now, no wine. But he didn't stop there. He says, no vineyards. No vineyards? Why? Because there is a temptation if you own a vineyard that you'll make wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know Noah came out of the ark and the first thing he did was build an altar. Then he built a vineyard. Then he made wine. Then he was drunk and sinned against the Lord. Not just no wine. Not just no wine. No vineyards. And you know what they're telling us? Get away from the borderline. Come on. Get away from the borderline. Come away. We've got too many people that's living too close to the world. Woo! I'm talking about revival, Brother John. Joshua looked at those bunch, 2.5 tribes.
They saw the green grass on the eastern side of the Jordan. They said, my, 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 it's pretty. And we're cattle people. And look at all this grass. And look at this beautiful, crystal clear water. Friend, if I'm a Jew, and if I know anything about business, this is my location. Hallelujah. And Joshua said, he said, you're like your fathers. They were borderline dwellers. What did he mean by that? Their fathers came to Kadesh Barnea a few years ago. And in and within their grasp was the promise. Hallelujah. The promise of occupying the promised land. And there was a man that stood in their midst and said, we are well able. But they were borderline dwellers. They couldn't take it. They backed off. They backed off. We looked like grasshoppers. They looked like giants. The walls are humongous. No, 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 no. Let me tell you right now, friend, this Jesus name revival does not come by your own reasoning. Hallelujah. It does not come by your own ideology and philosophy. He says, if you'll go, I'll go with you. Hallelujah. He is the power. We are workers together with Him. Woo! Hallelujah. They came to that spot. I don't know why people can be afraid of anything as little and puny as the River Jordan. Why you can cross that thing? No, you've crossed it. But they came to Jordan and they looked at that swift waters. They said, we'll just stay here. We'll live on the border. But revival is never on the border. The promises of God were on the western side of the Jordan. Hallelujah. 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 Revival was on the western side of the Jordan. When they marched around the walls of Jericho, it wasn't on the eastern side, it was on the western side. Hallelujah. And the walls fell. God gave them revival at the right place because they were in the right frame of mind and in complete obedience to the promises of God. I'm going to close. I don't want to. Hallelujah. Let me get a little breath here. He says, all right. I want you to be tent dwellers. The Jesus name revival church has to dwell in tents. I'm not talking go sell your brick home now. No. But it's the attitude of the heart. How many remembers the first tent dweller? Abraham! Hallelujah! Why was he living in a tent? Because he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God! Hallelujah! And he says, I want your attitude to be the attitude of a tent dweller, because we are looking for a city. Hallelujah. We are looking for a city. The Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye,
The trump of God shall sound. Glory.
Don't tie me to this world. 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 Let me look. Oh, for the things that are not seen today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival comes when we have the attitude of a tent dweller. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then in closing, the most beautiful part of this chapter. I'm cutting it down because these men have to do a few things, and it's not out of order. When a service like this is in order of God, everything works just exactly right. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you something I just received just a few minutes ago as I was standing by the side of this platform. Moses, sitting on that little hill with his hand raised and the elders holding his hands up. And the battle was either won or lost on whether the hands were raised or down. But you know, I emphasize too much on the hands of Moses. I don't know about you. Do you know that his hands raised would have been meaningless if there were no soldiers in the battle? Hallelujah. You see, this revival is not just for a few specialists. This revival is not just for somebody that gets an invitation to stand on this general conference platform, and I consider this a great honor and I'm humbled by it. But revival is not only for conference speakers. Let me show you something, friend. Let me show you something. The combination is so beautiful. While the man of God was praying, those young men were fighting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me show you something else. The young men kept looking back. And as long as that hand was up, the fight was in them. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I want to go a little farther too. This end time revival. Do you know that that little water boy that was closer to the rock than the rest of the fighting soldiers, and all he did was carry water from that rock that followed Israel and gave it to the thirsty soldiers that would have been ineffectual and weak. They could not have fought if the water boy didn't give them a drink of water. This end-time revival is not in the hand of few. This end-time revival is in the hand of the United Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah! Listen to me, local licensed evangelist. You may have begun to preach 2 weeks ago. Your responsibility is just as great as Brother Chambers for the end time revival. Hallelujah. I like that combination. Hallelujah. We need everybody. I want Brother Hamby. I want Brother Glass. I want Brother Yaden. I want Brother Foss. I want Brother R.G. Cook. I want the all-timers! Hallelujah. And the old-timers need those youngsters. Whew. Hallelujah. What a beautiful combination! You keep your hands raised and we'll preach Acts 2:38 until we drop in our tracks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha! Woo! Hila mama shata baha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Let's sing. Give me that all-time religion. Give me that all-time religion. It's not on the program, but it's on God's program. Hallelujah. Sing it. Everybody.